Page 42. Step E. Answer question E1 to E9 about this dwelling. The questions refer to May 12, 2026, unless otherwise specified. A dwelling is a separate set of living quarters with a private entrance from the outside or from a common hallway or stairway inside the building. This entrance should not be through someone else's living quarters. Only answer question E1A if you are in a First Nations reserve or settlement. Otherwise, go to question E1B. E1A. Is this dwelling provided to you or a member of this household by the local government or First Nation? Response option 1, yes. Arrow pointing right, go to E2. Response option 2, no. Arrow pointing right, go to E1B. E1B, is this dwelling? Specify one option only. Response option 1, owned by you or a member of this household. In parentheses, even if it is still being paid for. End of parentheses. Response option 2, rented, in parentheses, even if no cash rent is paid, end of parentheses. E2, is this dwelling part of a condominium development? Response option 1, yes. Response option 2, no. Page 43, E3A, how many rooms are there in this dwelling? Count kitchen, bedrooms, finished rooms in attic or basement, etc. Do not count bathrooms, halls, vestibules, and rooms used solely for business purposes. Write in field. Specify the number of rooms. E3B. How many of these rooms are bedrooms? Count all rooms designed as bedrooms, even if they are now used for something else. Also count basement bedrooms. Write in field, specify the number of bedrooms. E4. When was this dwelling originally built? Specify the period in which the building was completed, not the time of any later remodeling, additions, or conversions. If year is not known, give best estimate. Response option 1, 1920 or before. Response option 2, 1921 to 1945. Response option 3, 1946 to 1960. Response option 4, 1961 to 1970. Response option 5, 1971 to 1980. Response option 6, 1981 to 1990. Response option 7, 1991 to 1995. Response option 8, 1996 to 2000. Response option 9, 2001 to 2005. Response option 10, 2006 to 2010. Response option 11, 2011 to 2015. Response option 12, 2016 to 2020. Response option 13, 2021 to 2025. Response option 14, 2026. Page 44. E5. Is this dwelling in need of any repairs? Exclude desirable remodeling or additions. Response option 1, no, only regular maintenance is needed. In parentheses, painting, furnace cleaning, etc. End of parentheses. Response option 2, yes. Minor repairs are needed, in parentheses, missing or loose floor tiles, bricks or shingles, defective steps, railing or siding, etc., end of parentheses. Response option 3, yes, major repairs are needed, in parentheses, defective plumbing or electrical wiring, structural repairs to walls, floors or ceilings, etc., end of parentheses. Answer questions E6 to E9 for this dwelling even if you own or rent more than one dwelling. If the exact amount is not known, please give a best estimate. E6a. For this dwelling, what are the yearly payments, in parentheses, last 12 months, end of parentheses, for electricity? Response option 1, none. Response option 2, included in rent or other payments. Or, write in field total amount per year in dollars. E6b. For this dwelling, what are the yearly payments, in parentheses, last 12 months, end of parentheses, for oil, gas, coal, wood, or other fuels? Response option 1, none. Response option 2, included in rent or other payments. Or, write in field total amount per year in dollars. Page 45. E6c. For this dwelling, what are the yearly payments, in parentheses, last 12 months, end of parentheses, for water and other municipal services? Response option 1, none. Response option 2, included in rent or other payments. Or, write in field total amount per year in dollars. If yes was selected in question E1A, go to question E9. If rented was selected in question E1B, continue with question E7. If owned was selected in question E1B, go to question E8. E7, for renters only. Answer parts E7A and E7B. A. What is the monthly rent paid for this dwelling? Response option, rented without payment of cash rent, or write in field total amount per month in dollars. E7B, is this dwelling subsidized? Subsidized housing includes rent geared to income, social housing, public housing, government-assisted housing, nonprofit housing, rent supplements, and housing allowances. Response option 1, yes. Response option 2, no. Page 46. E8, for owners only. Answer parts E8A through E8E. A. What are the total regular monthly mortgage or loan payments for this dwelling? Response option, none. Arrow pointing right, go to part C. Or, write in field total amount per month in dollars. E8b, are the property taxes, in parentheses municipal and school, end of parentheses, included in the monthly mortgage or loan payments indicated in the previous question? Response option 1, yes. Arrow pointing right, go to part D. Response option 2, no. E8c, what are the estimated yearly property taxes, in parentheses, municipal and school, end of parentheses, for this dwelling? Response option, none, or write in field total amount per year in dollars. E8D. If you were to sell this dwelling now, for how much would you expect to sell it? Write in field total amount in dollars. E8E. What are the monthly condominium fees? Response option, none. Or, write in field total amount per month in dollars. Page 47, E9, for dwellings provided by the local government or First Nations only. What is the monthly payment paid by you or members of your household to use or occupy this dwelling? Response option, used or occupied without payment. Or, write in field total amount per month in dollars.